When you look at the failure of companies, not just here, but globally, and you look at the culpability of boards of directors, and these are usually people who are incredibly well trained, very experienced, well educated people who have seen more than 10 or 20 summers in the world of business. They are generally the best of the best, or should be. Elizabeth Holmes's company Theranos, for example, was an exact example of how you appoint a board of directors that you know will be ineffective. And there were ex-military generals, Henry Kissinger, very impressive board. But they didn't do their job. And their job was to keep an eye on the executive on behalf of investors. And Elizabeth Holmes went completely off-piste and broke a multitude of laws. Now, the reality is that the role of directors on boards is increasingly demanding. Fewer and fewer people are able to fulfill the really rigorous requirements of being a director. And the temptation, therefore, is if you are somebody who is a director on boards, well, then you'll hold multiple directorships. How many directorships can one person hold before it starts becoming counterproductive? You want your directors to be across multiple industries and companies. You want them to have a broad level of experience, especially early on, so that they're getting a view of how different boards are managed and run, and they build their skills. By the time it comes to being a chair of a board, certainly in South Africa, you cannot be chair of a board and chair of anything else unless you're Umpo Makwana and you're about to finish your tenure at Nedbank and you've been made chairman at Eskom. That is, you know, sometimes there's a bit of leeway, but generally to be chairman of a bank, you can only have one directorship, and that is chairman of a bank. It's a very, very big and important job. But experienced directors of company in high demand in countries around the world. Rihanna Kasim is professor in company law at the University of South Africa, joins us this evening on the line from Pretoria. And Rihanna, this, how big a problem is it that people are sitting on multiple boards and having multiple exposures and multiple and multiple levels of responsibility?
Yes, it certainly is a problem, becoming more of a problem in South Africa, actually. You know, you can't really say that there is a set number of boards that people can sit on, because I think you have to look at it on a case-by-case basis. As you said, you know, directors can sometimes be very experienced and they're well-trained and so on, and one director sitting on a number of boards might actually be able to do the job quite well compared to another director who cannot. But we are finding that in South Africa, there's a limited talent of skilled directors. And what is also unique in South Africa is that there's pressure on listed companies to improve their board diversity in terms of gender and race. And because there's a limited pool of skilled directors, this means that there are a number of directors who are actually quite overextended and sitting on far too many boards that one would think is manageable or acceptable.
How do we determine what is enough boards? What is too many boards on an individual case-by-case basis? That's hardly scientific, and it's quite dangerous when things do go wrong. You say, well, you see, they were sitting on too many boards. Well, was that their fault? Was it the directors of boards? Was it a governance issue? What was it?
It's a very good question. So it's difficult to give an exact number, but if you look at trends in the USA and the UK, there they regard 5 seats as overboarded. And for example, 4 would be the accepted number. Whereas if you look at a country like India, the India Companies Act actually limits the number of directorships to 20 and the maximum number of public company directorships to 10. But this number can be reduced by the shareholders. So that's going to another extreme. In South Africa, generally, I would say that 3 or more board positions at the same time would be regarded as overboarded. If you look at certain companies, for example, FNB, for example, has its own policy on the number of boards on which its directors may sit before they will be regarded as overboarded. And what FNB says, it limits its non-executive directors to holding 4 seats at the same time on the publicly listed companies. But bear in mind that the chair position would be count for 2 seats, an executive director would count as 3 seats. That only leaves you 1 extra seat. So I would say about 4 seats would already be regarded as being overboarded.
Okay, but there have been in the past, with varying degrees of success, professional directors who've maintained an office and an office infrastructure and have sat on multiple boards. And, you know, until things go horribly awry, it hasn't, you know, it hasn't generally been a problem. But you're saying in no case should anybody be on more than three boards.
I would say I didn't look at it on a case-by-case basis. Like you just said, sometimes people can manage a lot more boards. For example, if you have an executive director who's a full-time director and he sits on two additional directorships of listed companies, I would say he'd be overboarded. But if you have an experienced non-executive director who's only a part-time director sitting on two listed companies and a private company and even a non-profit company, he may be able to properly fulfill his board duties easily. I think it depends on the experience of the director, maybe the age, what exposure he's had to various industries and so on. But the moment you start getting too many, then you put the company at risk, and the director himself is at risk of being personally liable if something goes wrong.
Explain to me why it is so important that directors have few rather than many obligations, and the complexity of being a director nowadays that brings your suggestion to the fore.
That's a good question. So, like you also mentioned in your introduction, that more and more is being demanded of directors now compared to what it might have been in the past, especially in public listed companies. For example, in the USA in 2016, the time spent by a non-executive director was approximately 210 hours a year. But now you see, it's probably closer to 248 hours. And it's more or less the same, you'd say, in South Africa. So more and more is being demanded of directors. And especially when something had to go wrong in a company, for example, you know, COVID or some other emergency or load shedding and so on, we look to the board to direct and steer the company in the right direction. And if a director is sitting on too many boards, he might not have time to attend as many board meetings, prepare for board meetings, monitor what the company is doing, advise on strategic matters and so on. He might just not be able to cope because his workload is too heavy. And the risk it carries. Yes.
Yeah, if you have a crisis, I mean, in the global financial crisis of 2008, if you were sitting on 5 or 6 or 10 boards, and suddenly your boards were having emergency meetings and needed big decisions taking, you would have let down several of the boards because you couldn't have been everywhere at once.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And if you look at the way things are globally, we are facing a number of crises. So that is also a reason why so much more is being demanded from directors. It is not actually smooth sailing globally at the moment, which is another reason why directors should focus more on the board they're on and not try and take on too much, because then they may fall short and expose the company and themselves to various risks.
Rahana Kasim, thank you. Professor in Company Law at the University of South Africa. It's thought-provoking stuff. It's important stuff as well. There are only so many hours in the day and so many boards that people can pay adequate attention to. And sure, there'll be small boards and large boards and complicated boards and boards with huge level, higher levels of governance required. But yeah, there's got to be a bit of common sense applied.